Now, if you write all the equation out, we just look at the first block, okay, corresponding to x1, then we get a inequality shown on the top. And you can see the last term is always positive semi-definite, so obviously we can see that the first few terms must also be less than zero. Okay, so that's what we end up with. We end up with a Riccati inequality, thus just dropping the last term. That has to be less than zero. This is exactly the first condition we want to derive. Now, we're going to use another version of the Riccati equation. So we're going to take y tilde to be the gamma square x tilde inverse, okay, in the previous high-order Riccati equation. Then we're going to write the y tilde equation out, okay, partition as y1, y1, 2, y1, 2 transpose ly2, and write everything out, and also looking at the first block in terms of y1, then we see that, again, the last term is positive semi-definite, and the first five term has to be positive negative definite. So this is the second equation we need, or inequality we want to show. Now the last condition we're going to get is from the condition from that y tilde equal to gamma square x tilde inverse. And this will give us the coupling condition.